We are continuing our study about the second half of John chapter 6 in the context of evangelism. Verse 53 to 58, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. Jesus was referring to Deuteronomy 8:3. We discussed this verse a few days ago, but it's worth reading it again. It says, Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Now, if you heard Jesus talking about eat my flesh and drink my blood, that's a hard teaching. We Christians have read this and heard it many times, but can you imagine you are listening to a man saying, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you have no life in you. So what does he mean about this? What is Jesus saying here? We have to refer back to the scripture, John 1:14. It says, the word became flesh, which means that we need to hunger and thirst for him. Unless we consume the word of God, we will not be able to do his work. If we could do good things aside from our love for God, we miss the point. We're just trying to gain favor from men. We need to renew our minds so King's dominion will be realized at every sector of our society. We will continue in this topic that we need to hunger and thirst for him tomorrow. God bless.